Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Laura McCoy and I'm the Curator of Natural History for Manx National Heritage. And today I am looking at the taxidermy mount of a Manx shearwater. And the Latin name for Manx shearwaters is Puffinus puffinus. This Manx shearwater specimen is from the Calf of Man, which is a small islet off the southwest coast of the Isle of Man. Francis Willoughby visited the Calf of Man in 1676 and first coined the name Manx shearwater. Local people knew these birds as Manx puffins and viewed them as an important resource, harvesting the still flightless chicks from their nest burrows in the once huge Calf of Man colony. The annual cull was merciless and thousands of young birds were taken for their flesh and oil. This would have exacted a heavy toll in itself, but the arrival of brown rats or long tails on the calf from a shipwreck sometime in the 1780s seemed to have been catastrophic, leading to the extinction of the breeding colony. With the establishment of the Calf of Man Bird Observatory came an awareness that Manx shearwaters were probably trying to nest on the island in small numbers. Concerted pest control campaigns from 1979 onwards have enabled the nesting attempts to increase slowly. In 2005, 104 occupied nests were found by playing sound recordings of the distinctive call of the adult birds at the entrances to likely-looking burrows. Monitoring of the breeding success of Manx shearwaters is now an annual task for the calf wardens, as is control of the rats which would otherwise eat the eggs and chicks if allowed.